Hi, my name is Kat, and I'm a senior at Westmont.
Hi, Kat. So, I think that the best place to start is at the beginning. How do you think that you came to terms with your sexuality, and, like, what was that experience like overall?
Okay, well, I started, like, questioning my sexuality and realizing, like...
Okay.
I started, like, questioning my sexuality in, like, 6th or 7th grade, and that's sort of when I figured out that, like, I'm definitely not straight. Coming to terms with it, though, was, like, very different. Like, there were a good 5 years where I knew that I definitely was somewhere on the spectrum, but I just pushed it aside, didn't want to think about it. Like, out of sight, out of mind, I'll be fine for now, so I don't need to, like, think about it, come to terms with it yet. And then it's really just, like, high school and, like, when people started finding out, like, without me, but when everyone was figuring out, like, hey, she's gay, it kind of forced me to, like, think about it and reflect on it for myself and what does that mean for me and where am I, you know?
Right.
So I guess, like, last year, maybe, I started to come to terms with it. I think now I'm pretty comfortable with my sexuality, and I'm very, like, open with it, but that took a long time.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear. And I think that's really interesting because, like, what other people have been saying, or, like, or even myself, like, I think once I realized, like, oh, like, I'm definitely not straight, It was like, the only thing that I could think about. Like, it was genuinely, like, the, like, I could not push it aside. So it's actually, like, quite impressive that you could, like, compartmentalize that one.
I mean, it definitely was, like, hard. Like, it definitely was still in my mind, but it's just, like, nobody knew.
Right.
So it's not like I was getting asked or anything. And, like, I don't know, I feel like I hit it pretty well. A lot of people have said otherwise, but I feel like I hit it pretty well. So it's, like... I don't know, it was kind of easy just because no one in my, like, sphere was asking me or knew, so it was easier to push it away. And also, like, that was the time when I mean, you know, I hadn't done anything with anybody until, what, sophomore year I had my first, like, relationship.
Right.
So it was, like, I wasn't really thinking about, like, who it's gonna be with. I was just like, I wanna be in a relationship, like, I want someone. So... And it just, like, so happened that it was a man, which, like, made everything a lot easier for little sophomore me. And it was also, like, I wasn't seeking out anyone else. It was, like, that's just, you know, it's what you're around. Like, you go to, like, a party or something. It's what your friends are doing. So it just kind of happened. So it's, like, it's not like I had to shove down the gayness. I just kind of didn't address it. And I didn't need to.
Do you think you at least... I think there's a difference between acknowledging something and addressing it. Do you feel that you acknowledged it?
Yeah. I definitely knew.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I told my parents and, like, whatever. Like, I knew. I just didn't want to do anything with that yet.
Right. Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then is there anything that you wish that you had done differently? Like, kind of in hindsight now? Which, like, of course, hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah.
But... What?
I mean, it's not even necessarily something I would do different. I just really, really wish that it had gotten out from me. So, whether that means, like, trusting less people with who I told originally, or just, like, once some people knew, just telling everybody, I don't know. I think that was really overwhelming for me at the time. I didn't want to have to sit down and tell everyone.
Yeah.
But I do wish that it had come from me.
Right. And do you think that you would be out today? If you've not been outed?
I feel like I can't answer that.
Because
that's just, like, it was, I mean, because I was outed because I was dating a girl.
Right.
So it's, like, it was already coming to the surface a little bit more. Like, I had told two of my friends.
Right.
So, like, it was coming for sure. I think it would have happened a lot slower, though, if it were up to me.
A lot slower.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I kind of said this before, but, like, it's really, like, no one is made to have to, coming to terms with sexuality is coming to terms with the fact that, like, the world and society is not built for you, that you are, like, a glitch in the system, right?
Yeah.
Which is, like, really, really frustrating and really, really, like, anxiety-inducing just all around. And genuinely speaking, like, the only thing that you have control over is that, like, telling people, I guess. And so yeah, it's just like the one thing that you can't hold on to is just not there, which is like, I'm sorry for that. Yeah. And okay, but what about like embracing pride now? I think that that's something, like, I was talking to Faith about this. Like, we both, like, we're very out. Like, I think you meet me and you kind of know. Yet, I think it's hard to, like, actually embrace pride and find pride in your sexuality. Like, there's a difference between being out and having addressed the situation versus, like, actually, like, being, I don't know, like, being happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, do you think you've found pride yet?
I mean, I think internal validation is not something that comes easy for me.
Okay.
So I think just in general, like, I have grown how comfortable I am with myself in, like, the past year.
Yeah.
Which helps just accept, like, whatever, all parts of myself. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, like, uphill battle.
Right.
For just, like, being comfortable with myself, period. Mm-hmm. And then adding on, like, my sexuality, my, right, like, whatever.
Something that already has, like, a negative connotation.
Exactly.
Already supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
I see. And then also, like, I was also talking to Faith about this. We talk a lot about gay stuff, actually. And, like, I remember I was trying to make my Berkeley 2028 thing. Mm-hmm. Actually, Kendall also helped me with that one. And I was, like, thinking to myself, like, how gay do I want to be? Like, isn't that crazy that, like, that is something that I have to, like, that we have to keep in mind? Like, how much of our sexuality should actually...
I was doing that on my SCCU post. Exactly. Julia was helping me.
Exactly. Like, that's actually ridiculous. That is, like, a factor that I have to keep in mind when I meet someone is, like, how myself do I have to be for you to like me? Mm-hmm. Which is just, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But do you have anything to speak on that? Like, kind of that fine line between, like, conforming to, like, society and still being, like, normal, which is a terrible phrase, a terrible thing to think, versus, like, just, like, being yourself.
Okay, I mean, my friend group is very much, like, society. My friend group very much conforms to society.
So conventional.
I would say. Very, conventional. Uh-huh. Like, my guy friends are, like, football players, like, broody boys, whatever. And, like, my girlfriends, like, I love them all. They're beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. But they're very much, like, who you would think of when you think, like, pretty, popular, like, girls.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how I think of them, at least. And so it's very much, like, already, like, it's, like, harder in my mind. Like, because they're so, like, I don't want to say stereotypical, but they're very, like, you know, they fit into the box of, like...
This is definitely something that they've never had to relate to.
Exactly.
Which I'm sure they've had their own battles. I'm sure that they've also, like, had their own issues. Like, I do not want to discredit that at all.
No, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But, like, it's, like, they don't understand.
Which no one does. I think, okay, like...
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay, sorry.
And then the way that I've been working on expressing myself more and, like, figuring out my own path, but while still... Because they are, like, amazing friends.
Right.
So it's not like I want to...
Kendall, go and jump. This is what I do every interview. It's so... No, you have to, like, actually, like, vertical. Yes, yes. Where is that? There it is.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, Kendall.
So I definitely, like... I love them. I want to be hanging out with them, but it's, like, I am different than them in this way.
Yeah.
I mean, and in other ways, obviously, but in this way, and I think the way that I've been trying to express myself works through my fashion. So, like, I don't know. I take a lot of inspiration from my sister and, like, Berkeley fashion, which is just, like, I don't know. It's my way of, like, stepping out the box a little bit, because I definitely dress different than them if you, like, look at us now.
Oh, for sure. Your outfits are, like, way better.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.